Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9 o'clock hour, we have the cookie jar at 9:35. It's a Halloween themed edition of the cookie jar. Mike Valeni with the underdog pick of the week at 9:18. Get some of his thoughts on all this Lions business. Yours as well. Let's get to the phones. Mike in Lincoln Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say it's going to be a lot closer game with the Vikings. I think maybe 7-10 points, if even. You know, we've got a defense that we're going to try to bring back. I mean, Max would be amazing to bring. Mm-hmm. Like, Max would be phenomenal. Because next year, Hutch and Max together, no one would be able to touch that defensive line. But right now, we've got Gibbs, we've got Montgomery, we've got Sonic and Knuckles. Like, we've had Megatron, but now we got Sonic and Knuckles, and they're going to play hell in Minnesota.
They are the key, right? You play keep away. You win the ball, win the battle up front, mm-hmm. win the battle with your offensive line and your run game, and Justin Jefferson's on the sideline. Mm-hmm. I would love that.
Yeah, time of possession is going to be important. Keeping the ball out of the hands of Sam Darnold in that offense. And I mean, here's the other thing. When you control the line of scrimmage, you control the run game, you control the tempo of the game. And when a guy like Sam Darnold and that offense is on the sidelines, it's really hard for them to create rhythm in that game. So keep them off the field.
And Brian Baldinger made a great point that I hadn't heard brought up all week. Minnesota has played with the lead for most of this season. If they get into a spot where Detroit dictates terms and has a lead, it's going to make it easier for them to play one-dimensional pass rush football, knowing Minnesota can't be balanced and stick on the ground.
Well, and that's why I say you've got to make Sam Darnold be the reason that Minnesota wins. Put him in position to have to come from behind, to have a, at the end of the half or at the end of the game, a drive. Like, put him in that position. See how much better he really is than when he was with the Jets or with Carolina.
Ticket Texter says, wait, what happened to the J-Mo drop every time someone brought up Max Crosby?
We've suspended it because of the comments of Max Crosby.
Something changed, right?
Yeah.
Just like walleye went away when something changed. You know, on this Crosby thing here, Mike and Rico yesterday, I thought were really good with the 3 first-round picks. That's a lot. And at first blush, it seemed stupid. But then when you really think about it, you're getting him. He's one of your picks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're drafting Max Crosby.
Right. Because he's so young.
So you don't care about one of them, basically. And to give up 3, man, that seems like a lot. My whole point with this, though, and that's what it might take, is if they make him available, Lions fans, you need to realize there's going to be other teams interested. Mm-hmm. And that's going to drive the price. And I think somebody would offer more than two Lions valued first
round
pick.
Late first, essentially.
Yeah, I think somebody else would hop in the... And that's why you might have to go to 3. I don't know, maybe 2 ones and a 2 would work.
Yeah, and I wouldn't balk at it because, again, most of this core is already locked up. You'd have a 3-year window where you can chase multiple Super Bowls. Now, you got to win one first, but I think he helps you do that this year and keeps the window open for a couple years. I think people who are concerned about, well, restocking and trying to win the Super Bowl 5 years from now, the NFL stands for not for long. Most of the non-quarterbacks get churned out every 4 or 5 years. You have a chance right now.
You have a chance right now, and then it will be up to Brad Holmes to work his magic with salary cap.
And with later draft picks, which he's done a good job of.
So let me give you this is what I think. I think this would get it done today. First rounder in 2025. First rounder in 2027. Second rounder in 2026. And Hendon Hooker, but you're also sending us back Minshew.
So you have a backup.
Yep. Because I think what other teams can't do is just throw in a potential young QB that could help them.
John?
It'd be a great mustache in town.
I'd love that trade. Like, sign me up for that deal right now. I think I got you guys licking your chops over there.
Well, I don't know what was going on because John was deep in thought, and I love that the first words are, how about that mustache?
Yeah. I mean, that and a great personality in town.
Let's go, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'd do that as well. I just think that Minshew right now is greater than Hennon Hooker.
Oh, no doubt.
And so you're adding, you're not giving as much value on top of what you're getting with Minshew, and because you're improving your backup quarterback position, and you're also obviously getting Max Crosby.
Right, but what you're giving the Raiders is potentially their future QB. Probably not, but a guy to work with while they consider their other options with all these picks in the next few years. And
they're forced to go with Aiden O'Connell for the majority of the rest of this year because Hennon Hooker is not going to be a starting quarterback anywhere this year.
Well, he could late in the year out there. They can do whatever they want. Maybe they'll start him on Black Friday so we can watch him against, come on, seriously. They play against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's the Amazon game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why's a black quarterback got to start on Black Friday?
Come on. Why do you guys go there? That was completely unintentional.
It was a joke. No one's actually mad at you.
Now David will pull it, and just like they did with that other thing when I was paraphrasing Stoney's comments about the royal family that one time.
I know. They do us no favors in the afternoon, I'm well aware. 248-539-9797. All in good fun. Let's get back to the phones. Thomas in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. I hate to even call this early in the morning. Listen to that Chris Christie comment, man. I mean, it tripped me out.
Get you fired up, doesn't it?
First of all, Matt Dar Russo is an idiot. He's an old idiot. And it's number one. And then number two is clickbait. Chris Christie need to worry about what's going on in his city, his office, whatever position that he got. Second of all, quit kissing Jerry Jones's ass. That's number one. Tell Jerry Jones to get a real general manager and get some real players out there, because at the end of the day, nobody was complaining when teams was running it up on us when we was playing like crap.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So
breach.
Take your ass whooping and keep it moving.
Yep.
And go Lions. And I would love to see them get Max Crosby or Miles Garrett right now.
You and everybody else.
Right, let's work on this first Super Bowl, and then they, like you said, they prime and set up for the next couple of years. If they whatever move they make. You guys have a good morning, man.
Hey, thanks Thomas. Too. Appreciate thanks the calling. Phone call. Yeah, TJ's next up. TJ in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey guys, I'm gonna start by saying this. We don't mortgage our farm because our farm has been growing at a rapid rate. We have a lot of Pro Bowlers off our draft picks. I'm not mad at Brad if he sits still. I am happy with that because at the end of the day, when you're a professional, you learn how to affect the game with players going down. That's the NFL. I believe this week the score is going to be, I'm going to tell you guys, 37-21. Lions. What we're not paying attention to is total defense. We're better than Minnesota. Stat-wise, right now, offense, Minnesota's 17th in the league. We're going to score the ball. The best thing Minnesota has is a rush defense. We're going to exploit that this week. If you look at Minnesota's schedule, they haven't played anybody. I give them one victory, and that's Houston. Everybody else, Green Bay wasn't healthy. You played the Giants. You know, you played Cream Puffs, too. So we're going to see this week. Because everybody says the defense, defense, defense. I understand. I played football. So I understand when you lose the end, that means you start blitzing a guy like Branch off the edge sometimes. You mix it up. Remember this. Minnesota hasn't seen us this year.
Right.
So they haven't got the aid and effect like the other teams have. So they don't know what to expect now. So you make Sam Darnold throw the ball. He'll have two picks. We'll win 37-21. Guys, I'll sit back and listen. We got a defense. I ride with this secondary. By the time the 10th game comes around this season, this secondary is going to be number one in the league in interceptions because they're already number four, number five. They're playing. We're forgetting how well our secondary is starting to gel. Kerryon's getting better every week.
He is.
Everybody else is playing solid football.
TJ, so, you're right about this. And they got a couple safeties that can take the ball away.
Yeah.
And they got a couple corners that aren't allowing much separation down the field. Yeah, absolutely. Secondary is getting better.
Well. Yeah. Minnesota has 11 picks. But the problem is, They haven't seen us this year. So they're going to get a taste of the Lions. They don't. This is the first time anybody's going to see us without 80. And I guarantee you, Aaron Glenn, he's going to use Jack on some stunts. He's going to use Branch down in the safety slot.
Yep.
He's going to create pressure. And Sam Darnold, all you got to do is create it. He's just like Goff. Everybody wants to say how Goff is only good if he stands in the pocket, if he's got protection. Sam Darnold's the same way. And I'll take Goff any day over Sam Darnold. So let's just see what we do for a couple weeks before we all get to, let's go get Crosby. Let's not sacrifice our future. We're doing very well through the draft. I would love to let Brad finish this thing out, man. In a couple years, I guarantee you we get a Super Bowl. I'll sit back and listen, guys.
All right. So I do need to go back to what he was saying at the beginning of that, where, yes, the Lions' defensive stats compared to Minnesota's defensive stats, those defensive stats are with Aiden Hutchinson.
Correct.
So let's be careful when we're starting to talk about 37-21, even if you're talking about winning by 7 or 10 points. That's a big win and in the NFL. Now, I know it's on the heels of what they did to the Seahawks. It's on the heels of what they did to Dallas. And I do think they're winning. But we need to see what they look like and how they're doing. Anytime you bring a blitz against Minnesota, you put your secondary at risk because of Jefferson and Addison.
It's 248-539-9797. We got the open phone lines. We've got the cookie jar bottom of the hour. Valeni's dog of the week and some Lions talk next. 97.1.
The NFL season continues on, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. You're going to get started with $300 in bonus bets if you just simply win a $5 bet. So lay down five, you win, you're going to get that $300 in bonus bets. And check out a same game parlay. They got the parlay hub there. You could choose from some that are already built. You could build your own. Check out this one. Amon-Ra St. Brown, anytime touchdown. Justin Jefferson, he's pretty good too. Anytime touchdown. David Montgomery, over rushing yards. That might be the difference in the game. Visit FanDuel.com/Jansen to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Unreal Heater 7-1 on underdog picks. LSU last week. As Mike steps in the studio, you have not heard this Chris Christie audio.
No.
Oh, like, it's cold.
I didn't have Chris Christie on my bingo board on a Friday.
I didn't either. When we woke up this morning and whirled in here, I saw it, heard it, and I thought, oh, here we go.
Like, you guys got a ton of play out of Crosby yesterday, and it's been part of our discussion. Oh. Lions and Vikings, part of our discussion. But by far, most phone calls have been reacting to this piece of audio. Your thoughts,
Mike.
First of all, okay. Like, obviously, I don't even know what to say. Why? What is his? Why does this guy have such a hard on for Campbell? Like, it just because I don't like trick plays when you're up by 50.
That's
like,
right.
Hey, yeah. You want to run it up, run it up. I wasn't angry. I'm just going, hey, be careful with stuff like that. Like,
sure.
That's got a way of biting you in the ass cosmically. But,
sure.
Like, Campbell, like, attacking. Who has said a bad word about Dan Campbell? Start there.
Right.
Nobody.
No one. That it got, fellas, that's bizarre. That just sounds super personal. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, stop being mean to my friend.
You know he's boys with Jerry Jones.
No, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did something bad to my friend.
Well, your friend ran his team like crap. And had $25 million in cap space.
Yeah, but if you ask that question, then he's going to come on your show and say that he's going to find somebody else to host the show for you.
Yeah, we played that audio. Oh, that was amazing.
So this has been an amazing week.
It's been great. You ruined his birthday. It was awesome.
So who's more classless? The owner who comes on and threatens to remove people from their jobs, or the coach who just wants to score as many points as he can?
It's always the owner.
It's always the
always.
Owner. Or
always. The politician who's a joke.
Well, yeah, throw him in there too.
Well, right, but that's the key is like everyone views him as a punchline anyways.
Correct.
Right.
I love Mad Dog. Like, that's a guy I grew up listening to, but like,
sure.
Dude, what are we doing putting Chris Christie on?
Well, he's on all the time over there, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, like I said, what are we doing putting Chris Christie on?
That's a fair point.
Jesus.
you got an underdog pick?
Yeah. So we're 7-1, so these are both. I got two. You want two?
Let's do it.
Sure.
We can do one for tonight, and we got one for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tonight, off a bye week, new quarterback. John has personally flown to Tallahassee to get the offensive line together.
Mm-hmm.
We're catching 3.5, and we are going into Wallace Wade Stadium. Florida State getting 3.5 at Duke. Number two, this is the travel deal we talked about last week. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, USC, after blowing that game to Penn State, they got to fly all the way across country. Sleepy kickoff to a Maryland team that lost by a zillion last week.
Mm.
And USC's flipping 7.5.
It's a good number.
Give me the Turtles.
Yeah.
No love for the game John and Doug are going to tonight.
Purdue, Oregon.
You're going to that?
Yeah, my daughter is a freshman at Purdue.
Oh, okay.
And so since it's on the way to Champaign, little road trip.
Ross Aid, where the press box is bigger than the entire stadium.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, why not on a Friday night? Okay, I dig that. I like that.
I'm excited.
No, I'm not like this man.
Spoiler makers, baby, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Anytime they face a number two team, they're going to upset them.
They're live.
That's Doug's bit, too. He loves Purdue.
Oh, yeah, he's
every
a Purdue.
Every year.
Yeah.
This was a bit way before you came to the ticket.
Yeah.
Doug selected Purdue like 7 straight years to win the Big Ten West.
And then when he didn't,
they
when they did.
It's incredible. You guys will have a good time.
Hey, did you have a good time at the house that Pizza built last night?
Oh, God. Listen,
this
I know.
This is how I started the show.
Yeah, this is how we begin the show. He goes, how are those season tickets treating you?
How could you?
Uh-huh.
How could you do that after the offseason they had? How could you just go, here, take my money?
Well, he only bought half a package.
Half a season.
Yeah. Well, the Red Wings got a full one last night.
Well, that's what I said earlier. I go, listen, I know Steve's farts don't stink, but his hockey team does. Like, are we allowed to talk about it?
And
I know it's early.
Why don't you just be grateful, okay?
I'm sorry.
All right, you don't want to upset certain people in this town.
I understand.
Be grateful that Steve's even here.
Your show later today. TJ's in.
Yeah, and we'll do a ton of Lions. Because it's the NFL. You don't win every game.
Yep.
I will tell you, I am shocked. Your listeners are very talented. Because I don't know how they're driving their car with both hands on their shift knob. Lions by 30. Lions by 50.
I know.
Mini Lions 100. Vikings 2. I'm like, all right, it's going to be a long day today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the NFL,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to reset expectations. Because even when somebody calls up and says you're going to win by 7 to 10 points in the NFL
is a lot. It's a ton.
And you're starting to compare the defensive stats the Lions have with Minnesota's defensive stats. All of those stats were accrued with...
Like, let me ask Aiden you a Hutchison. Question. If you could sign up for 12-5 right now, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that means you have 4 more losses downloading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to approach it in the big picture. Now, do I want them to lose? No.
Nobody does.
Would a loss this week really hurt? Yeah. Yes. You're starting to create a divisional separation, but gee whiz, I tell you, I wish I had the confidence your listeners did. Lions 86, mini Vikings 3.
We got to get to Heather's news. You want to stick around a couple minutes?
Yeah, I don't care.
All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Okay, so Krista Cavallari, you guys remember, she's making headlines for discussing the Illuminati and cloning,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, her ex...
I got to go.
Her ex, Jay Cutler, is... is making news for other reasons. He just spent time in a Tennessee jail Thursday after he was busted for drunk driving and gun possession.
It was his
and
clone.
A couple other charges.
It was his clone.
Was it?
Yes.
That,
it was
know
his
what?
Clone.
That explains everything. Anyway, he did post bond. He got released that day. The circumstances surrounding everything are still kind of a mystery, but I'm sure that will all come out later in the day.
It was either his clone or she put a spell on him. Could it be?
Can she do that?
Well,
or the Illuminati.
Yeah, it would certainly be the Illuminati.
Yeah,
of course.
For sure.
Connections.
Yep. Now that Tom Brady is a new minority owner in the Las Vegas Raiders, speculation is already swirling about how much control he'll have over the team going forward. And according to Barstool Sports' Kirk Minahan, Brady's first move is going to be to get Bill Belichick. Big, big sources.
Yes. Well, maybe we can get him to trade Max Crosby first.
I don't think that would make a whole lot of sense, to be honest.
No.
Bill's a million years old. It's a full-scale rebuild. You got to draft a QB.
No.
And how did it work at the end when Bill was the entire football department of the Patriots?
Not good.
Just not a move I'd make.
How do you think it would play to bring back Josh Daniels to Vegas as the offensive coordinator?
Break glass in case of emergency. No way, man. That would be the Mark Davis haircut of hires. That would be ridiculous.
Shave him bald.
No, like, wouldn't you call Ben Johnson before you'd call Bill Belichick if you're the Raiders?
There's five different guys you would call before that. Yes.
Same thing. Like, I would take the dude in Houston. What is his name? The offensive coordinator. Is it Pets? No, that's Arizona. What's Houston's OC? Young guy.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
He's basically AFC Ben Johnson.
Yes.
He's fabulous. But move on. I'm sorry, Heather.
Oh, that's okay. I've got so many other stories. Let's do, this one. This is kind of interesting. Some U.S. residents were shocked to find that their robot vacuums actually had no filter. Did you hear about this?
No.
So some EcoVac, not Roombas, EcoVac Depot vacuums were hijacked and rewired to bombard owners with racial slurs. Yes.
So
there's this guy in Minnesota.
Really,
for one, he was watching, just sitting on the couch watching TV, and all of a sudden his vacuum started talking. Right. And he's like, what is that? What do I hear? Turns out the vacuum started to move and just started spitting out like obscenities and racial slurs. So the guy,
it was the clip from Mike's show a couple of days ago. Talking about Gus Johnson.
Where Rico and I were doing the whole, like, how he sends it, how ridiculous he sends it to Jenny Taft.
So this guy unplugged it, obviously put it in the garage, never used it again. Not the only person it happened to in Texas. Did the same thing, just started spitting out just swear words after swear word. And then in Los Angeles, one of these... not Roombas, but
vacuums
started chasing the dog around the house because it was like...
what is this, Final Destination? Jesus.
It's incredible.
So just beware. If you have one of these, it could be spying on you.
It needs some sensitivity training at the very least.
Exactly.
All right, Heather with the news. Cookie jar is next. It's 97.1.
Hey, the awards just keep rolling in for Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He just won the Macomb Daily's Reader Choice Award for 2024's Best of the Best Plastic Surgeon. So congrats to him. And you guys, how incredible is it that Dr. B is right here in Metro Detroit, making it really easy to restore your hair by the very best. So if you've been thinking about going to see him, go do it now. He'll have you looking younger and feeling more confident with a thicker head of hair. And the sooner you go to see him, the more options you're going to have. Dr. B has the most advanced medical therapies and natural pathways to stop your hair loss and improve thickness. And these therapies, they just keep getting better and better results for his patients. With treatment plans that fit almost every budget, Dr. B will create a custom plan that is just for you, and he guarantees all of his treatments. So call today, mention 97.1, and you'll receive a complimentary natural hair treatment at your consultation. It's valued at $1,000. For more information and to schedule your consultation, go to MichiganHairRestoration.com.
All right, this week and next week will be all Halloween questions.
Ooh,
it's that time of year.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Your first question. When does Halloween season begin?
Oh, Halloween season, speaking of, that's that time of year. I don't know, October 1? It's the month of Halloween.
Ding, 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 ding. That's exactly right. October 1st.
Yep, I'm on the same page. October 1st. Anybody disagree? If you put Halloween decorations out in late September, party fall?
It just depends on the weather. You know, I mean, you may take advantage of a nice day and September 26, 7, something like that?
Yeah, October 1st is good, I think, for society. My personal one would be October 15th.
Oh, really? You're not a big fan of the Halloween decorations?
Oh, no. I don't like Halloween decorations. I don't like Halloween to begin with, so.
Well, Christmas should only be a month, and that starts like with, costumes. Again, I'll bring up Black Friday for you guys.
There you go.
So Christmas sets the bar, and that's usually about a month away, Black Friday. Halloween does not deserve as much time as Christmas.
See, I think Christmas is a two-month. It's beginning of November. I know you're leading up to Thanksgiving, but you start getting ready for the holidays, maybe some decorations go up. And this has to do with weather as well. Like, the lights go up at the beginning of November. You may not turn them on until December, but they got to go up because who knows, at the beginning of December, you might not have a good weather day.
Candy corn, love it or hate it?
Oh, I hate it. It's disgusting.
I don't have as strong as an opinion on it. I don't think it's disgusting. I don't love it, but I guess I'll go with I like it.
I don't even know what it's made out of because it's not even, like, is it just simply pure sugar?
Just like
I'd rather take a teaspoon of sugar versus that.
I agree with Heather. Like, I don't, you could say I'm tailing her picks again, but what I do feel like I don't have a strong opinion on this, but if we're living in a binary world, one or zero, I would have to say that I love it because I will eat it.
Yes, I will too.
It's like wax. I'm with you, John. Yeah.
It's like wax and sugar together.
Who would choose candy corn over a different candy?
Right.
That's where I don't get it. And people do that like they do with Peeps. I refer to them as construction cones.
I love
cones.
Peeps.
They do look like construction like cones. That. Yeah, it would be like eating a construction cone.
See, I like the candy corn better than the candy corn pumpkins. They're like a completely different texture to me.
Yeah.
Has Trunk or Treat gone too far?
I don't really have an opinion on this one. I don't really care. It's a, you know, participation is voluntary. So if you don't like it, then don't do it.
I don't know about that.
Trunk or Treat?
Is it really voluntary when you are kind of like, all right, we've been to 18 Trunk or Treats, and because Johnny's friend is going to the 19th, you feel the pressure to go to the 19th?
Again, it's your decision. How do you handle the pressure?
Our decision, but then it's the whining kids. Let's go. These have gone too far. Okay, see, my big thing with Halloween is I think it should really be a day holiday. You can put the decorations up a few weeks, but it's a day. It's for kids, right? By the way,
yeah. Yes.
Adults a little bit with parties like near it. I get all that, but seriously,
cooler in the wagon.
Halloween used to be, this is all it used to be, was wear your costume to school, have a little party at the end of the day, and then you would trick or treat.
Yeah.
And now we've got 65 trunk or treats that we get asked to go to.
See, I don't even know that I've ever been to a trunk or treat. Like when I was up north, that we had a trunk or treat where it was a classic car show, and they actually lifted up the trunks of the cars, and that's where the candy was. So the kids would run around and grab the candy. I thought that was cool because obviously I love classic cars.
I actually think they're cool, but it's the candy. The kids get too much candy now.
We're going to a trunk or treat tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, wait, 2 weeks out from Halloween?
It's what it is. Yep. It's at our library. Emily loves it.
It's all about scheduling. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't even have kids and I feel like they've gone too far. Like trick or treating is about going door to door, hustling for that candy, the rush of it. Like trunk or treat just puts it all in one place and kind of ruins that.
Mm-hmm. Best thing to get your trick or treating candy in, pillowcase, hands down.
Right? No question. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Yes. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
I do believe some people have spiritual encounters. That's not ghosts. There's like,
well, what do you mean?
Explain.
Like they can talk to the dead?
No. That they,
the dead talk to you
through like dreaming and stuff like that. But more so, like I do believe people have experienced like near death things.
Oh,
where they see the light and all that stuff. Like I think that's real stuff.
It's usually the ER light.
All right, you can have your beliefs. I have mine.
I don't believe in some
little cute white thing and coming up and going, boo. That's what a ghost is, right?
Please define the cute little white thing. Casper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what he meant. He's a friendly one.
He is a friendly ghost.
He's very friendly. Okay, the next question in the cookie jar. What's the best Halloween song?
Heather?
This is hard. So we've been listening to a lot of Halloween songs at our house. We do love the Monster Mash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Somebody's Watching Me, if that's the name of it. I don't know. But the one that Emily likes the most, I'm going to go with this one, is that This Is Halloween. Do you know that song?
Yes, I do. Yes. Don't sing it. Halloween. Don't sing it. because that's the one that gets stuck in your head. It will never, ever go away. That's why I can't stand that one. Monster Mash is good. I think you got to go with Thriller.
Interesting. Yeah, Monster Mash was my pick. I know it's cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. It is number one with a bullet, best Halloween song.
Heather, you mentioned mine. Somebody's Watching Me. I think that's a great song. So it's by Rockwell, and it has guest vocals by Michael and Jermaine Jackson. It's a great song. I didn't know if it was considered a Halloween song until I looked for a list.
Yeah.
Now, if you took this literally, there was a great 80s song by Ministry called Halloween. Some people will love that.
Okay. I'm not sure. I'm familiar with that one.
Greg, do you have a top song? No.
Okay. No.
Greg's very indifferent on this one. He has not asked for the microphone.
That's fine. The last one is best Halloween movie. Now, I'm curious. Do you go pure horror? Do you go more cutesy, like Charlie Brown, Great Pumpkin? What's the best Halloween movie?
That sucks.
Oh, wow.
Those movies suck.
The Peanuts movies?
Yes.
The scary Halloween movies?
The giant pumpkin, whatever it's called, and the
with Charlie Brown?
Yes. She doesn't like Charlie
Brown. The worst.
What?
I hate him.
That's fairly un-American.
If you set Teddy down in front of it, he would not be entertained.
Teddy watches those all the time.
They're awful.
The Great Pumpkin?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Emily and Christmas? Brooks are missing out.
Yeah, all of them. They're all awful.
What?
Because
you
they
don't
were made
like Charlie
in what?
Brown?
What year were they made?
Classics have never died.
A long time ago, and they don't hold up. They're not good.
Do you watch at Christmas? Do you watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
Or Claymation Frosty? One?
No,
does
I
Rudolph
don't.
Does Rudolph hold up?
No.
There is one that definitely
holds up.
The
cartoon
up.
Frosty
Rudolph,
the Snowman?
No. Rudolph?
John? The Grinch. The Grinch still holds up.
The cartoon Grinch is really
good. That's a classic that always holds up.
She's not willing to concede that
point. I don't even know if I know it. I mean, I know the Grinch, but like I'm trying to think of the original one.
What is Brothers?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think of like the newer ones and the one with Jim Carrey. Like,
No. The cartoon.
I know, but I can't think of the original, so I don't have a comment on it right now.
Who hurt you as a child? Who hurt you? You don't like Charlie Brown or Rudolph?
No, I like Rudolph, but I just don't think it holds up. I have it on VHS. Like I know the movie. I just don't think Emily would like it.
You have it on VHS. You just can't play it on VHS.
I can't.
The question was best Halloween movie.
Wow.
Yeah. I know what Halloween.
Yeah, it's kind of cliche, right?
Yeah. See, I don't like the horror ones. I'm not into that genre.
Who hurt you as a kid, John? How dare you?
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Jack Skellington?
Yes.
I mentioned it last week. Yeah. Teddy's a big fan.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. That's which is why it's kind of one that I will actually watch along with him. Wow.
Should we do a poll? What's worse? Charlie Brown sucks or what's Browners?
If you want to throw it up before the show ends.
See what my guest. Think. Wow.
I still think it's Browners.
Sometimes we get a real good insight into the people that we sit next to.
And that's the point of the cookie jar. Next week, we will discuss the hotly debated topics of best and worst Halloween candy. Which Halloween monster wins in a fight? How old is too old for trick-or-treating? And should Halloween be October 31st or the final Friday of the month? Good topics next week. We are officially into Halloween season. It's the cookie jar. It's 97.1.
I've been talking about injury attorney David Femininio for some time now, and just listen to some of the results that David and his amazing team have been able to get for injured clients. $3.5 million for one, $5 million for another one, and $11.5 million for an individual client. It's amazing results. You need an attorney that will fight relentlessly for you. You can call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Emphasis on with Heather, lots of texts reacting to the cookie jar and some stuff that we missed because we got caught up in this Charlie Brown business.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, I agree with Heather. The Peanuts are terrible. The Great Pumpkin, what are we even talking about? Nobody likes the horror movies either, John. The best Halloween movie, and no one mentions the cartoon Headless Horseman. What's wrong with you people? Calvin in Warren.
Good grief, Heather. That's all this says. Heather, un-American. Boo.
Yep.
This one says, screw you, Heather. Charlie Brown is the best. You suck. I'm with Heather on Charlie Brown. Signed, Chris Christie.
Thanks, CC.
More unpopular opinion. Chris Christie's that Dan Campbell is classless, or that Heather doesn't like Charlie Brown.
I think it's Chris Christie, but it might not be by the margin you think.
Yeah, it's very close.
I wish Valeni was still in the studio. He absolutely hates Charlie Brown. That's from Pat.
Did Valeni
you and
watch
Mike, two peas in a pod.
Probably not.
Did he what?
Watch cartoons as a kid?
Yeah, no, he was listening to Mad
Those
Dog.
Those cartoons are awful, though. They're not even good.
Does that mean Rico, David, and Kenny also hate Charlie Brown?
Yeah, Tom. You know what? I think you're right.
Heather, you said off air, you got a text about Ghostbusters.
Yes. Colin texted me. He said, Em just requested that we watch Ghostbusters. We have never once discussed Ghostbusters, but we are listening to Halloween music, so maybe it's
She picked this up at school. She definitely picked this up at school.
Who are you going to call? Like, is she hearing, is it from a song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They probably played it at school, or one of the other kids was talking about Ghostbusters, and she's like, that sounds cool. Has no idea what she's talking about.
She has no idea.
I saw that in a theater. That's how old I am.
In the theater.
Yeah.
Theater?
Like your vehicle.
Uh-huh. Just like that. You say that every time you say vehicle. Vehicle. Drives me crazy.
There's an H
Not
in there.
Theater.
A vehicle.
You drive your vehicle to the theater.
So what am I supposed to say? It's a vehicle?
You need to say vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
Smush it together.
Yeah. It's a vehicle. It's a vehicle.
There was a scene in Ghostbusters, a very quick clip that you would have to not explain to Emily that happens.
Oh, when the ghost is floating over top of...
Ray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe wait a few years
just
for
looking for a hug.
Yeah.
But we could have said that was the best Halloween movie. Just looking for a hug, right.
Mommy, what's going on?
Right. This one says, a grown man who's lived in the state his entire life saying what's Bronner's can't be topped. Sorry, Heather, even you can't top that. That's Josh.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Listen, I welcome any and all opportunities for that not to be the low point of the show. So if you want to make it a poll question or text in, go for it. We've also talked a lot of football today. Lions, Vikings, mega matchup on Sunday. Yep. First place in the division on the line. A chance to see how they respond post Aiden Hutchinson. Let's get to Clark in Detroit, who's been waiting on hold. Clark, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys? And gentlemen and lady, I'm going to make it quick because I want to get out 2 points. I do think that Detroit is going to win this game. But I think it's going to be closer than what most people think. I think it's going to be 20 to 27. Because I don't want to say 20 to 26. I don't want to make John mad thinking it's going to be a kicker to win thing. But to get to my second point or whatever, because I do value Gov's opinion on this as well. Because Gov kind of said the same thing that I was thinking as far as getting like a – it's like getting rid of – getting Max would cost us two first rounds, not a third. So what do you think about this? The Raiders receive a 2025 first, 2026 first, and a 20 – let's say a 2026 fourth, and I'm not in the camp of getting rid of like Decker, like a lot of callers have called back in the past, but they get Jameson Houston. We get a 2025 sixth round pick, and we get Max. You think they're going to go for that?
Do you keep up with all that, John?
So 25 and 26 first,
plus James Houston first. And a fourth.
Who wants James Houston?
And a 2026 fourth, and they get Houston.
Right. I mean, I'm not opposed to making that deal at all.
Sure. Send James Houston.
That's savage.
I agree with him.
That is savage. I'm not sure how we recover from that. I'm sorry. We're talking later.
Chris Christie than that?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, we have another call to get to. Gary, you're next up. I'm not sure how you follow it. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, great show. Nobody mentioned on Halloween music, the organ music from the Phantom of the Opera, which I think is the best Halloween. And as far as John goes, John, I let a gigantic 8-point go yesterday.
Oh.
Because my son never got a big buck, and I saw a 10 and a 12 in my backyard, and I'm waiting for those. Anyways, that's what I have to say, and go Lions.
Hey, there you go.
Go Lions.
Yeah, be careful what you pass up on. You might not see another one again.
John, I've got 28 points that are that big or bigger. I don't need to do it. And you know what? And by the way, I played offensive guards too. So I love your commentary. You have a real good insight on the game, and I appreciate what you do for the fans. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. Have a happy hunting season. I don't think I would be as stand up as him. 8-point walks by. It's going down. But the organ music.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
You made a face at that, Heather.
Which part is he talking about? That. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
It's the one that
that's Halloween music?
It's like scary music.
I guess
right?
I don't think of it as Halloween music. Is it?
Phantom of the Opera, yes? Halloween themed enough. Greg is quickly reaching for the microphone.
Yeah.
It's not a medium holiday. You know, it's not a holiday that's expressed through medium, I think, as effectively as others are.
Like Christmas?
Christmas, or like, yeah, exactly. Like, but, you're not going to see a lot of Halloween movies. It takes a lot of imagination to figure that out. Yeah. A Halloween song. I think there's not like a rip off the tip of your tongue that's 10 you can name.
Sure. I think there are less Halloween songs than Christmas songs or music and Christmas
and
music.
Not a lot of organ players anymore.
No. I would say not, John.
No. But to a little play on words there, Greg. You said it's not one that is expressed through a medium.
Oh.
It could be expressed through mediums.
Yes. Speak to the dead.
Mm-hmm.
See what you
got to have
there,
a conversation
John.
With somebody there.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.